Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1295. Kamala Harris officially secured the 2024 Democratic presidential nomination, making her the first woman of color in U.S. history to lead a major party ticket. Harris received 4,567 votes from delegates during a virtual roll call, roughly 99% of votes from participating delegates. She also named Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her VP running mate. Walz is a former public school teacher, high school football coach, and military veteran who served in the House for 12 years. During an interview in late July, Walz called Trump and Vance weird, which the Harris campaign began using almost immediately. In a statement, Harris said, "One of the things that stood out to me about Tim is how his convictions on fighting for middle-class families run deep. It's personal." As governor, Walz signed a law ensuring 20 weeks of paid family and medical leave, signed a law protecting abortion rights in Minnesota after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, signed a pair of SHIELD laws protecting people who travel to Minnesota to receive gender-affirming care and abortions from prosecution, legalized recreational marijuana, restored voting rights to 55,000 felons on probation, pushed aggressive targets on climate change and renewable energy, made Minnesota one of six states that provide universal free school lunches, proposed an expansion of the child tax credit, and created a prescription drug affordability board. Harris's choice of Walz for VP ensures that 2024 will be the first presidential ticket without a Bush, Clinton, or Biden since 1976. And finally, the Supreme Court rejected an attempt by the Republican Attorney General of Missouri to delay Donald Trump's sentencing in his New York criminal case, where Trump was convicted on 34 counts of orchestrating an illegal conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential election by falsifying business records. Attorney General Andrew Bailey claimed that Trump's sentencing and gag order infringed upon the rights of Missouri voters to hear from presidential candidates. In a one-page order, the judges denied the request without explanation. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.